Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Good Podcast. My name's Peter, and guess what? It's Wednesday. We have already succeeded in getting halfway through the week. It's worth celebrating. It's the midway point, the 50-yard line, the equator. What are some other great metaphors for getting halfway there? I don't know. I'm sure that you can come up with plenty. You probably just came up with two or three while I was saying this sentence. But it's a Wednesday, and I'm really, really happy to be here with all of you. I love knowing that there are so many people across the country and around the world that get together with me for 15 or 20 minutes a day. It makes me very, very happy to feel that that there are people out there in the world that really want to hear good things, nice things, pleasant things, positive things, occasionally challenging things that we can bring to our life and to our interactions and try to make the world in our immediate vicinity slightly better. That's all I'm asking for, just slightly better. And if we all make things slightly better, then everything's going to be a whole lot better. So it's Wednesday, and that means that I get to do a little teaching at Century Ballroom tonight with my beautiful wife, Lauren, and maybe stick around for the evening dance and have some good times with some friends. And I also know that I get to be home for a couple of months right now, and I'm really enjoying that. I do love traveling, but I also like where I live, and I live in the Pacific Northwest, and spring is starting to poke its head out around here. And it's a beautiful season, at least where I live. So I'm clearly, I'm feeling pretty good today, and I hope that you are too. But that, of course, leads me to ask the question, how are you doing today? It's a Wednesday for you, just as it is for me. So this is an opportunity for you to pause for a second and check in with yourself, see how you're feeling, see what things you might want to adjust to make however much of the rest of the day you have in front of you as good as possible. I know that it's going to get at least a little bit better if we all just pause for a moment and take a slow, deep breath in together, and then let it out again really slowly. And so, now that we're all just a little bit more relaxed, let's get into today's podcast with our first good news story, which is a really fun good news story that, again, takes us over to the UK. And in this case, we are focusing on the UK's population of cranes. Now, I don't mean the construction machinery. I mean the birds, because the population of cranes in the UK is the highest that it has been in over 400 years. According to the latest headcount. So these are the results of a survey from 2023, which suggests that there are now more than 250 common cranes in the waterways around the UK, including a record 80 breeding pairs. Now, some cultures used to worship cranes as gods. In the UK, quite the converse, they were practically eliminated by hunters in the 16th century. But they started to have a little bit of a comeback just back in the 1970s. And now, according to the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, 80% of the breeding population reside on protected sites, like restored wetlands. According to Damon Bridge, who is the chair of the UK Crane Working Group, quote, The conservation and protection of UK wetlands is helping our crane population go from strength to strength, but that's only part of the story. Wetlands support countless other magnificent species, lock away carbon, and can hold back water to help reduce the impact of flooding. So we come next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, we have been hearing great quotes from figures in Black history all month long, and we continue that today with a brilliant quote from one of the most important figures in the history of American abolition and the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. That is an absolutely beautiful quote, especially when you remember that it's coming from a woman whose dream, whose goal, really put her life at risk countless times. And yet she persevered because she knew that what she was doing was right, and she continued to, as she says, reach for the stars. And of course, if you understand the history of the Underground Railroad, you will know that they frequently used the stars to guide their journey, particularly the North Star, of course, to help guide them north to safer territories. It's a brilliant quote with so many layers. Let's just hear it again. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. Harriet Tubman. We come next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, all month long, it's great facts and history for Black History Month. So here is a great piece of historical information. On July 2nd, 1777, Vermont became the first colony to ban slavery. Vermont's legislature also agreed not just to abolish slavery entirely, but moved to provide full voting rights for African American males. Good to know. That takes us to our second good news story for this Wednesday, and this takes us over to France. And some good news about their electric vehicles plan, which is being scaled up to help meet huge demand. Now, this program enables people who drive for work but earn less than 15,400 euros annually to lease an electric vehicle for anywhere between 100 to 150 euros a month. That's downright reasonable. So the government had initially offered 20,000 leases for this year, but they have brought that number up to 50,000 due to demand. Now they're going to have to pause the scheme until next year so that car makers can catch up and produce more vehicles. Now, only cars made in the European Union are covered by this program, but it's being described by the French government as a, quote, real success story. That takes us next to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this beautiful planet of ours thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, we are exploring some amazing places in the history of Black culture in the United States. Yesterday, we took a look at the Civil Rights Trail, which is a collection of historic sites all across mostly the southern United States that were significant in the history of the Civil Rights Movement. Today, we're taking a little bit of a closer look at an area between Selma and Montgomery, which was part of a very, very important civil rights march in 1965, and the efforts of people to preserve the history and save some of the campsites that were used on that civil rights march. This is taken from a TV news show on Channel 13, WVTM, and it is an excellent example of the sort of things that are being done to preserve this significant part of our nation's history and some absolutely beautiful places just in and of themselves. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend a few minutes learning about the efforts to preserve the history and save campsites used in the historic Selma to Montgomery Civil Rights March. And so we come next to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme. And on Wednesdays, that theme is Good for You, where I get to talk to you about something that I think would be good for you because it's been good for me. Well, as it happens, I'm going to combine this segment with Sounds Good, the final segment of the podcast every day where I talk about music and musicians that I love. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want to share with you a group called Arrested Development. So, again, in the Sounds Good segment all week long, I'm sharing with you conscious hip-hop, hip-hop music that I really started noticing in the 1990s becoming fairly popular as a means of uplifting and elevating the consciousness and the intellect of fans of hip-hop music. And there were some phenomenal performers in this genre. Arrested Development was one of them. They really celebrated what was called Afrocentrism. They really embraced their African heritage while still clearly being a part of the African-American lineage of things. And their music was just so good. It was good enough that they actually landed an MTV Unplugged special. And that was amazing because so many people just didn't think that it would be possible to do hip-hop in an unplugged acoustic format. Now, LL Cool J had already done an unplugged, and it was mind-blowing. But here comes Arrested Development, and they absolutely turn in one of the most astonishing and entertaining performances I think I've still ever seen to this day. What I'm sharing with you specifically is a hit song of theirs called People Every Day, which is actually, you know, they sample heavily the song Everyday People by, I think it's Sly and the Family Stone, right? I think. Regardless, it's a lively, energetic, positive performance from one of my favorite groups of all time. It is not only something that sounds good, but it is also definitely something that is good for you. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend a few minutes enjoying Arrested Development live on MTV Unplugged as they perform People Every Day. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.